As we move through the second week of Lent, I invite you to reflect on penitence. Now, that's a word that we usually don't use often. To be honest, it sounds like a medieval word, but I do believe that penitence is something that's very useful and very practical for where we Christians find ourselves in America right now. Because penitence means repentance, that I have a sorrow for the way that I have behaved, and I have a sorrow for the way that I've treated my neighbor and the way that I've treated God. I think it's a good word for where we find ourselves right now. We're coming out of a pandemic, and that's a good thing, and we still have a ways to go, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. And as I look outside the window right now, the snow is melting and the sun is out, and I feed the birds daily, so I have plenty of birds around that are chirping. And so there's hope, and there's wonder, and there's an expectancy in the air. But Lent is a journey. It's an invitation to walk with Christ, and it's an invitation to crucify our ego, to recognize that the way that we would have our lives go may not be the way that God wants it to go. And if you don't think that you need repentance, then I question whether you're a Christian. That sounds very direct, and it is, and it sounds mean, but there's a part where penitence reminds us that we are not God, and that we continue to need His intervention into our lives. Penitence, actually, is where we get the word penitentiary, because we now associate penitentiary with prisons that harden individuals, but penitentiaries began as places that we would take the most troubled of society and allow them to live solitary lives where they could inhabit rhythms that would bring rehabilitation to them so they could be reacclimated to the world again. And this pandemic, in many ways, has been a penitentiary to some of us. To some of us, we've had to deal with COVID itself, whether we've had it or we've had a friend who had it or a family member who had it. For others, it's just been a massive inconvenience, and for all of us, it's just been a backdrop. And so you may feel a little snug right now. You may be a little tired. You may have COVID fatigue, and that's fine, and that's all well and good. But I think many of us sought to rush through this thing and get to the other side with this idol of normal. Instead of going, Lord, what do you want to teach us in this moment? Whether we like it or not, we are in a season in which we don't have all the freedom that we would like to have, whether real or perceived. And so we've been invited into a little spiritual penitentiary to be able to reflect on the rhythms that have made up our lives. And the end of 2020 happened, and the beginning of 2021 occurred, and honestly, friends, I didn't feel like we learned anything. If anything, all it did was just heighten anger and frustration. And I really feel like the Lord's given us a do-over here with Lent, and He's inviting you, okay, through my words right now, to penitence, to be able to journey with Him, to learn His rhythms, so that His rhythms will become your rhythms. We find ourselves right now in a day and age where our identity politics are warring with one another. And identity politics becomes the kind of penultimate way that we identify ourselves, hence it's identity politics. And for Christians, we need to think long and hard about identity politics, because ultimately your identity is not whether you're gay or straight. Ultimately, your identity is not whether you're Republican or Democrat. Ultimately, your identity is not whether you're white or black. We are called to a cruciform identity that is shaped by the crucified Christ, who invites us to crucify ourselves with Him so that He might give us our resurrected selves that becomes our true God-given identity. And maybe, just maybe, on this Lenten journey, penitence, the penitentiaries that we find ourselves in, might be a way for us to crucify our egos and to experience the resurrection power that is given to us by the Spirit of Christ. So this next week, I would ask you to examine your rhythms. Examine those moments that you get frustrated. Examine those moments where you feel a sadness. Examine those moments where you feel an intense happiness. And go, where is this coming from? But more deeply than that, Lord, what would you want me to learn from this? And as you do that, I think what you will experience is the sweet invitation to a life of penitence. And your penitentiary, whether it's been self-imposed or imposed by the world, will soon open its cell doors, and you will be able to step into the glorious freedom that is ours in Christ Jesus, into a world that desperately needs a people who have been trained by their submission to a penitent life to bring hope and goodness. I pray that for you, and I pray that for myself. I pray that when I'm hard-pressed in these moments of penitence, that what comes out of me is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. So don't think that I don't teach at you when I'm teaching you through this small audio clip. I'm also attempting to allow the Spirit to teach me that somehow on the other side of this Lenten journey, as we continue to crucify ourselves with Christ on this journey to the cross, that we might come out the other side being fully human the way that our Lord was fully human, and being fully human in a way that represents crucifixion, but also models the great hope that we have of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.